Okay, here we go, here we go.
Okay, now, Judith, just imagine this. People might be tuning in for the very first time, Judith, and they won't know who we are, they don't know who Poppy is. Do you want to explain yourself?
I know, you may be kind of assume.
Explain yourself.
Okay, yes. We assume, don't we, that the gang are the people tuning in, and the gang know what gang rules are and what the gang mission statement is. So we are obviously older and wider.
Don't get that wrong. Don't get that wrong. Don't ever
some
call this podcast.
Still do.
If you want to be in the gang, if you want to, this is some of the gang rules, right? You never ever call us older and wiser, ever, right? Even if it's a typo, you go back and you correct it.
Totally, totally.
Okay.
And you're Jenny Eclair, not with an I, but with a Y. I'm Judith, Judy with a Y.
Oh, thank you, Judith. Let's just get a few rules straightened out right at the top.
Yep.
Why do we do this, Judith? What are we doing?
Basically, we started this, didn't we? Because we've been working together for years, mining this seam of comedy about getting older with the Grumpy Old Women franchise and lots of other things. And
hugely successfully.
Hugely successfully. And we like each other, I think, on the whole.
Up to a point, up to a point.
Sometimes
there's some jealousy and there's some resentment sometimes. Now and again, as real friendships, I think,
indeed,
have to embrace.
Yes.
There are moments where I go, oh, fucking Judith, she's got everything.
Oh, come off it. But
no,
yes, I know
I
what
do.
You mean. So we're good friends, but the thing
up
is...
Up to a point.
All right. Yeah, I know what you mean. Sometimes I'm quite off you. and I think vice versa occasionally. Do you know what? I'll never forget the way when you were the crossest with me ever. I wonder if you could, thinking about the same thing, is when I put the soup, I made some soup at your house. Marks and Spencer's carton soup. And I do what I did at home, which is I swished it round to get all the bits
with
out
water.
And dilute
with
it with water. You were really furious,
I was livid.
With me, weren't you?
I know you were.
I know.
Because
I
you
know.
Diluted the soup and I could taste the difference, Judith. I could really taste. I just thought, oh, she's made my soup all watery. I mean, I hadn't even made it myself. I don't know why
I
was getting all precious about my soup.
You were.
But yeah.
You were.
I was absolutely. I could have punched you.
Yeah. No, it still hurts, doesn't it?
Ridiculous.
I can tell it still hurts. You still cross. So we're very good friends. And we make each other laugh. I mean, you make me laugh so much.
You make me laugh. You make me laugh.
Oh, that's nice.
Because you're mad. And then we decided to do this podcast, didn't we? And we thought we'd get a load of money out of it. And that hasn't transpired.
It hasn't happened
at all. Because so far, we haven't managed to find any sponsors. But work is being done in
work
that area.
Done. Behind the scenes. Behind the scenes.
Nothing to do with us. Because we've failed.
Maybe.
We've tried. We've dropped loads of sort of names into the podcast. I've tried Olaplex loads of times, which is a hair treatment that cures everything.
Don't start again. They still haven't contacted
us. I'm still trying.
You are, I know. But we've got a nice gang.
Yeah, we've got a nice gang. We've achieved the good gang, and that is very important. And what we realised, despite not earning a penny out of it, we decided that we liked doing it. And that during the pandemic, which we're still sort of in, I don't think we should relax yet. It has been very important to us. So anyway, if you're new to the podcast, we'd like to say welcome. Welcome.
Indeed,
welcome
very
gang.
Much welcome. Yeah. And it may be worth reminding newcomers that we have two things, don't we? We are united by obviously getting older, but also in a love of coleslaw.
Yeah, coleslaw.
And we have a snore law, which operates.
Yeah, if anybody's boring, we employ the snore law. It's very simple. Yeah. If you're getting bored by a conversation. Yeah, there you go. You see, I wasn't even boring. I hadn't even started being boring, but she did the snore law. I had to stop talking about what I was talking about, apologise, change the subject.
Yeah.
You know, Parliament would run so much more efficiently, wouldn't it? Most of them are snoring, aren't they? You see them, you know, the House of Commons, whatever, and they're doing all the talking. Half of them are conked out at the back, aren't they?
Either that or they're looking at the phones. Whenever there was footage on the news of Parliament, which, of course, now there's not many in the frame, are there? But I was always thinking, oh, look at that. You know, it was a bright suit, isn't it? Look at that. Oh, look at her shoe.
You've always done that, Judith. You've always done that, though. Yeah.
I'm shallow.
You
don't listen
to the news.
Really.
You're just watching blouses. You shouldn't call it the news. They should just call it Blouse Watch. Now let's get on to our emotions and how we are. How was your week scores. And how you're feeling and where are you on scores. The scores?
Well, I'm quite high, I'm afraid, Jenny. I'm sorry, but I'm, you know, first of all, I slept really well last night, which is incredibly unusual for me.
So alcohol involved?
There's usually alcohol involved these days, which, I know, is very unlike me. I like a vintage cider. It's about 8 o'clock. Yes, sends me off. I got up, you know, woke up as usual at 4 o'clock.
Jesus Christ.
On the iPlayer. Oh, I do that every day. But I got back off, Jenny. I got back off. Oh, I feel great. I feel quite dangerous, actually. Do you know what I mean?
You got so much energy, you kind of bit dangerous,
yes,
bit edgy.
Yes.
So, all right, calm down. What did you watch at 4 a.m., please?
I hope you were watching it too, because obviously we have...
Well, not at fucking 4 a.m.
Well, of course, no. And for new gang members, we'd also have a culture corner at the end. Anyway, I tell you what I was watching at 4 o'clock in the morning was the wonderful Starstruck, written and starring Rose Matafeo. Are you watching
it? Right, I haven't watched it yet. Is it something that you are watching with Mike, or is it girls only?
It's a little bit girls only. I think Mike would enjoy it, but I know that the girls will love it. And actually, I would love to watch it again with the girls. Oh, it's wonderful. It's actually, I think, almost as good as Fleabag. It's so lovely. It's so good.
It's kind of a much jollier, because she's a jollier character, isn't she?
Yes.
She's I mean, there's a lot of energy coming off her. I mean, I've seen the clips and I keep thinking, I love this. I must watch
you will.
It. I might take to my bed this afternoon. I'll just have to pretend something's wrong with me and just watch Starstruck. I can easily conjure something up.
Oh, of course you can. Of course you can.
Yeah, I can put the hypochondria to very good effect, and I can put myself to bed by 3, I reckon, this afternoon.
I think you'll have a nice afternoon, myself.
Yes. Well, that'll cheer me up, because I've actually been quite depressed, Judith.
Have
the mood
you?
Has plummeted. Yeah, I went down to a 2.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
did
rock
really?
Bottom.
Oh,
yeah, I did rock bottom on Tuesday.
Well,
yeah.
Why? What happened?
Well, I had a really nice bank holiday Monday, even though the weather was shit.
Unbelievably shit.
It was like a joke, wasn't it? It was like, oh, come on, everybody, sit in a pub garden. Oh, shit, look at the weather.
It was.
And anyway,
yeah.
We had Phoebe for supper, and we had the doors open and everything, but we did the COVID testings as well, so we could relax a little bit more.
Very good.
And I made a spectacular meal, Judith.
This is unusual.
Many. Don't have many in my repertoire, but I did my boneless lamb leg, and I like it crispy on the outside. And then I served that with my watermelon salad, which is a Nigella number, and it's watermelon feta, red onion in lime juice, squoze and limes, with black olives and what's those little nutty things? Not sesame seeds,
pine nuts.
Yes, it is a delicious and refreshing salad. And I did mini, you know, when you roast new potatoes whole, I didn't like that. You just cover them in olive oil and put them in a hot oven.
Rosemary? Mm-hmm. Was rosemary involved?
Rosemary was involved in the lamb.
I like
her. Yes, it was. Yes, it was very good. Judith. A good night's sleep and a bit of, and scoring high on the mood score, and you're insane. Okay.
Gosh,
so
right.
That's a very, very good meal. Anyway, with a little bit of mint sauce for those who wanted.
I'm not sure about the watermelon. If I'm honest, I'm not sure about the watermelon and the feta and the lamb. I remain slightly...
Are you not meat and fruit? Do you not do meat and fruit?
I'm not really meat and fruit, if I'm honest.
Do you not like a tagine? Do you not like a tagine? Do you not like chicken and apricot? Do you not like that?
I certainly do not.
Do you not like duck and plum? Do you not like that? You're not meat and fruit.
It sends me back to gammon and pineapple. That's where I go with that.
Yeah, that's where
I'm
it
sorry.
All goes wrong. That's where it all
it
goes
is,
wrong.
And pizza. I'm not sure about that.
Pineapple and pizza. But I think you're very wrong about the... I think you have to look up Nigella's recipe for the feta
Possibly.
Cheese and watermelon.
Okay. All right.
It's a taste sensation. It looks extraordinary on a plate. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, I had this really nice time.
Lovely.
And then Phoebe went. And the next day, it was like a light had gone out of my life.
Oh, I can absolutely imagine that. I know what you mean. It was let down. It's like You had a lovely day and now you're back to the routine. And it's sort of, I know exactly what you mean.
I plummeted. Oh. I plummeted. And also, I wonder whether it's got anything to do with, you know, I'm not drinking during the week and I didn't even cheat on the bank holiday Monday.
Wondered whether you would. I found myself wondering on bank holiday Monday.
You were thinking, how much of a pisshead is she? I wonder whether she is relaxing the no drinking on the weekday rule because it's a bank holiday. I bet she is. I bet she's fallen off the wagon. It's nothing. It's nothing to be proud of because you know. To be honest, I thought that I'd have a much bigger problem not having alcohol during the week.
Yeah, I think you're doing very well. I thought
I'd have a much bigger physical craving around 8 o'clock because that's when I normally have my first drink.
Yeah,
but that hasn't happened. However, my mood in the last week has been so low. It's like I've got the side effect of not drinking is this utter bleakness.
Oh, God, Jenny.
So, because I'm not sure what my treat is now. So I have my supper and then that's it, isn't it? And then you go to bed and you just think, that's just a day.
Yes, I do know. The reward. What you're saying is you're missing the reward.
Yes,
and I mean, get that.
People will be saying, oh, well, have you some ice cream or some pudding and all that kind of thing. But I don't need it. I don't want it. I haven't got a sweet tooth. I don't want to replace one problem with, you know, another thing that isn't necessary.
Yeah.
Anyway, there we go.
Yes, that's a bugger, isn't it? You see, the trouble is you'll have had your bath already, won't you? You'll have had your second bath for the day. Because some people might take themselves off to the bathroom and have, you know, put the old eau de cologne.
I could have a third bath.
No wonder your boiler's on the blink. Fucking hell.
And I'll get some emails from people who don't want me having three baths a day. And I don't blame them because that's excessive. And nobody needs three. I don't smell that much. So anyway, talking about water, you've been to the seaside, Judith. I think that's probably what's depressed me further this week because I've known that you've been having a brilliant time. And that's not been good for my psyche.
I know what you mean. Yes, we've been to the seaside. Oh, we had a lovely time at the seaside. We really, really, really did. And oh, it was so lovely to see the sea. It was joyous to see the sea. Sorry, I'm not helping, am I? It was the smell of the seaweed and the bluebells were out and it was quite sunny until Bank Holiday Monday. And we went to the lovely pub right by the sea and I had some mini cheddars and we had, Jenny, we had some roast celeriac and wild garlic soup. Best soup I've ever had.
Really?
Which is saying something. That's a big feel.
It's a windy soup, though, that combination, isn't it? It's a windy combination.
Yes, there was that. There was that. Mind you.
I'm not sure if I'm a fan of the wild garlic. It's very strong, isn't it?
It is quite strong, yes. But, oh, no, I am. Oh, it was lovely. And it was growing everywhere. It was all very, very good. And mind you, in the middle of this gorgeous pub right on the seafront, quite busy. And Poppy wasn't secured under my foot very well. And she obviously went round the table. She saw another spaniel and she made a run for this spaniel. Pulled the table to such an extent that my cider went all over my lap. I mean, literally all over my lap. And then kind of ran into my Wellingtons. And it was the pub applauded me. It was like a round of applause. That was quite spectacular.
I don't know whether I'd have appreciated that, a round of applause. I normally have to do sort of 20 minutes of stand-up to get a round of applause, not just spill drinks in my lap. I'd have been quite cross with Poppy as well. I'd have put her in the car.
Well, we had a lovely time.
Did you have a pasty, Judith? Did you have a pasty?
Oh, there's a pasty place. There's a pasty place that provides the pasties, I think, all over the area. And they had, get this, they had a halloumi cheese.
Pasty HQ.
Definitely pasty HQ. Definitely.
Halloumi cheese pasty. They're mucking about with pasties now. It's like popcorn.
Very, very lovely. And we found a lovely place that's kind of on the cliff that's called Maker Heights Canteen, sort of Nissen Huts, exactly my sort of place to eat.
That's basic. Copying the one on Porthcurnant Beach, isn't it?
Oh,
that's the hidden hut.
Know.
Yeah, that was the first one that everybody went mental for. Because it was so, you know, it was doing that sort of lifestyle thing, you know, the ultimate Instagram picture. You've got a kind of Nissen Hutty kind of thing, or a hut anyway, beach hutty kind of thing. And then it's all very rustic and they've got wildflowers in jam jars. That's exactly right.
You've got it. See-through kitchen.
It's kind of great, but then there's a bit that goes, oh, fuck off.
Sometimes you can be so perverse. Well, yes. I loved it. There were a lot of Breton tops.
Oh, yes, there would be. There would be. You know. And half of me is going, hurrah for the Breton tops. And the other part of me, my fists are clenching. Absolutely clenching.
Well, you know, I like a Breton top, but there we are.
Well, I've got 17 in my wardrobe, you know, so I don't know what I'm complaining about. And do you know, when I'm on stage and I look out in the audience, I'm so happy to see a lot of Breton tops. Because it is a kind of uniform of the Middle Ages. Well, you just think, we're all here.
Yeah,
we're wearing horizontal
friends.
Stripes because we don't give a shit. By the way, the one thing I forgot to ask you, did you swim in the sea?
I swam in the sea. It was bloody cold. But I don't think
it
was any colder.
Did you use your, your all-in-one?
Dry robe. I did.
Oh. No, the thing you go in the sea in.
What's that?
Wetsuit. Yeah.
Afraid I did. Yes, I did.
Yeah. Don't apologise. You don't want hypothermia. There's nothing sensible about that. There's nothing brave or adventurous about dying.
I was going to say it's lovely. It wasn't lovely. I did it. But there's a big community of swimmers down there. There's. I can see that it's a little gang that I might, if I'm lucky, I might wheedle my way in.
You don't need more gangs, Judith. You've got your country gang. You've got the podcast gang. You don't need seaside gang as well.
I might do because, as you know, the truth is we bought a little flat in Cornwall. That's what we've done.
I know. Why do you think my mood has plummeted to a tea? Why? You know, last week I was moaning about garden envy and the fact that my friend Jane that I knew from primary school, triumphed with her tulip pots. And you tell me you bought a flat in Cornwall. I mean, I'm on the floor with depression now. I don't like my friends doing well. I really don't.
And you're going to go off me, aren't you? You're going to go off me now.
Until the electrics fail and there's a flood in it. Oh, and then I'll be slightly triumphant and pleased.
I'll tell you what, there's quite a few teething problems. It's quite...
Oh, really?
You want to know, don't
you? Oh, really? What's wrong with it? Does the bath water run brown?
So far we've had
Is
the
there a funny
in.
Smell?
Yeah. We've had the plumber in. We've had a new oven put in. We've had a curtain lady because all the curtains are horrible. And,
But you can make curtains, do you?
Oh, no, but these are quite difficult. I won't go into the boring details, but they're quite difficult.
I can come and stay. What will I have to bring? Is it all equipped for me? Or has it got horrible mugs and things that I won't be able to...
Do you know what? After our discussion about mugs last week, which caused quite a flurry of emails, didn't it? I was quite surprised that actually the gang was so interested in the shape of their mugs. I went down and I thought, you know what? Ginny's going to hate these mugs. You're going to hate them. Tell you what.
I hope you put them in the bin.
Certainly did not. I love them. But you're not going to like them. So I think when you come to stay, you might have to bring your own mug, actually. Because they're quite thick-rimmed. They're quite stylish. No. Yes, they're quite stylish.
Stylish, but a thick rim. Okay.
That's exactly right.
Okay. But, bring my own bedding. So not to give you any washing and all that. I do my own bedding. Yes. I bring my own towels and all that sort of thing. And my own mug. Yes. Okay. And I remember to flush the lavatory. I'll try not to upset you. Okay. So I've just noticed that you put up a picture of your healed hair. The hair has been healed.
It's a lot better. You didn't see it the way it was. But it's okay now, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I can bear to look at myself.
Yes, it's brightened up now. I can imagine that it was a bit drab before. I mean, I had my hair done last Friday, and before that I'd rechristened myself Pam, and Pam was quite an unhappy middle-aged woman, and she wasn't very sociable. She didn't like going out of the house, and she was happier indoors doing a jigsaw because she didn't like what she looked like. She'd got a grown-out sort of greyish bob, and I've really felt my personality, my character was being affected by my shit hair. And as I'd sat in I don't call her a hairdresser, I call her a hair magician. As I sat in her chair and she just lopped great chunks of my hair off, I could literally see my cheekbones coming back.
Wow.
And suddenly Pam was on the floor and I was Jenny again. Yeah, that was exciting. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes hairdressing can be magic like that, can't it? I know what you mean. Just a small thing and it makes a big difference.
Absolutely, yeah. We did it in Soho. We were in Soho and we came out of Soho. It was late afternoon and they were just putting the chairs out in Old Compton Street because they do this kind of nightly dining out and drinking out jamboree down Old Compton Street.
Nice.
It's pedestrianised now.
Oh,
and it's
lovely.
Just like, it's every square inch is covered with tables and chairs and sort of heaters and all sorts, and there's blankets on them. Yeah, yeah, the young people are all up for it. But, you know, we just had our hair done. Jeff bought two cakes because he's greedy. Oh. And the price, I was reeling. Jesus, God, Judith, the amount of money that had got spent at the end of the day. Oh, I mean, yeah, I had to lie down. I mean, really. Shocking, shocking.
I bet it was. Yeah, I'm feeling your pain. Yes, of course, I'm spending a lot of money in the garden centre at the moment because it's that time of year, I'm afraid. Oh.
But you should be coming up, sort of, all your produce should be coming up. You should be saving yourself a fortune.
It is. Well, what have you got? Eventually, I've got the broad beans in, they've popped through. I've got the peas, they're just coming up. I've got to get the dwarf beans in.
You're not allowed to call them dwarf beans anymore.
Why not?
Oh, they're beans of restricted growth.
Don't
be so un-PC. Yes, I do. How dare you? You're so unwoke, Judith. It's a good job I'm here putting you back on the straight and narrow. You're not allowed to say straight and narrow anymore either, because that's a bit unwoke too. Oh, God, I don't know what I'm allowed to say anymore. So what's in your garden?
Oh, apple blossom. The apple blossom has come out, Jenny.
Oh, that's late.
I might take it, but yeah. Is it not?
Oh, yeah, London
right,
was weeks ago. We've done apple blossom.
You've been through that. And, the garden is really, yes, it's starting to be a bit needy. And I've got to go and get all my annuals, of course. That'll cost me a bit of money because the tulips and the daffodils have died down. Now, you've seen some tulips, haven't you? Because I saw that on the notice
you put
board.
Up your tulips on the notice board. And I have to say that you've got a fine array. So I went to Hampton Court, Judith, because of the Tulip Festival. You know, you had a tough time getting to Cornwall. It took 2.5 hours to get to Hampton Court, and it's 15 miles away.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Everybody's out, and so the traffic's as bad as it ever was, is it?
The traffic is worse than it ever was because still aren't using public transport because they've got the second jab.
Of course,
Jeff's second jab, he could have gone on the train, but what would I have done? So we went in the car and we bagsied a car parking space, you know, on that app that you told me about once where you get someone's driveway.
Just park.
And that worked out very, very well.
Isn't it good? It's a brilliant app, isn't it?
It's a really, yeah. And that cost a fortune as well. I mean, you know, but it was worth it. It was worth every penny. And I'm really glad we went. And weirdly, the weather held out because it was forecast rain and we were really late. And I didn't think they were going to let us in. And I was getting a bit weepy. I was getting a bit hysterical. And I thought, if we've driven for 2.5 hours and then we can't get in because we're an hour late. I'm going to have fucking hysterics, Judith. Yeah, I really am. But I think they could smell that on me. They just said, it sounds like you've had a tough time. Come on in. They were very, very nice indeed. May I just say, though, there was some appalling behaviour going on at Hampton Court. And I wish I'd taken her name and address and I could publicly shame her. But she wasn't the only one doing it. But there were a number of women of a certain age, younger than us, who were taking selfies with the tulips, and they were mauling the tulips. They were gathering them sort of thing, as if to hug the tulips. They were sort of, and leaning over them and brushing them with their tits and bodies. And it just, I got so angry about this. Jeff had to take me away from a couple of the display areas because some of the women's behaviour, it was women, it was only women, there weren't men doing this, but there were women, there were at least three women who were what I call tulip botherers. I think we're on to Culture Corner now.
I think we're on to Culture Corner, yeah, absolutely. So what are you watching, first of all, on the telly?
Well, Judith, I would have more television time if I didn't have this fucking Klimt jigsaw on the kitchen table. It's been, I think it's coming up for nearly a month. It's the hardest jigsaw we have ever tackled.
Oh, yes, you mentioned that a while ago, didn't you?
Yes,
still
I know.
It? I'm surprised you haven't thrown that on the floor.
Well, it's the temptation is there, but Jeff is quite hooked on this one and he wants to, it's become a bit of a sort of challenge for him. You know, like some men do the Iron Man challenge.
Yes.
All that, and they go out on their bikes. But Jeff's gonna sort this fucking Klimt thing out, I tell you.
Is it the embrace? Is it the kiss?
No,
it's the famous one.
It's very similar to that. It's his wife. It's Mrs. Klimt. He did her a lot. And she's there all wrapped up in gold. And it's just, there's a lot of gold and there's a lot of sort of speckly, browny, bronzy colours. It's very, very difficult because you know what he was like, Clint? He was all little detail and
he was,
all that
and a lot of gold. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So, TV, what have you been watching?
Well, I tell you what we're doing. Well, we've got the two things that I'm watching Starstruck, aforementioned, and loving it. Could not be more different. We're watching The Terror, which you recommended. That could not be more different. I'm not sure I can watch any more of it, Jenny. It is so horrific. I mean, last night, you know, they were cutting people's toes off through frostbite, which I couldn't look at, but I could hear.
There's a great sound effect on that,
isn't there?
On that piece of filming. Yes,
God.
I know exactly. Even if you shut your eyes, you can still see it because
which
the
I
sound
did.
Effect
Absolutely.
Is so gruesome.
Oh, it is gruesome. And, you know, the terrible predicament they're in. So I'm not sure that I can
It's a really weird kind of marvellous thing, though,
yes.
they've managed to pull
yes.
off. Because it,
yes.
it doesn't fit into any genre completely.
No,
it's a
it
bit
doesn't.
Bonkers, is The Terror.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we would recommend it, but we would also understand why a lot of people couldn't watch it is a pile of rubbish.
Yeah. But it's kind of based on the truth, isn't it? And it's so
yes, very much so.
Historically...
They've just found one of the boats. They found either the Terror or the Erebus. Yes, it's just been sort of excavated or something.
Have they? Oh, I didn't realise that. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, is that true? Because, of course, Jeff's interested in all that kind of thing.
Yes,
these massive sailing ships that are trying to find a passage through Iceland and just got stuck and everybody died. And they've just sort of thrown in a sort of slightly superstitious Inuit tribe kind of bad luck thing into it and monsters. Anyway, it's fascinating.
It is. It's really good, but my God, it's harrowing. You know when you're watching something really harrowing like that, and I find myself sort of during the day sort of thinking, oh God, they're going to start doing that next and what could go wrong?
And I've got to go through that. Yes. Even though it's just telly and you can turn it off. Now, what about Line of Duty?
Well, Line of Duty, Mike was kind of, Mike kept up with it, so he was very interested in it. So,
oh, poor Mike. Did he have you there going, well, who's that? What's that?
I mean, it got so ridiculous, didn't it? I mean, it became
I didn't watch it, Judith, because you said weeks ago that it was a pile of rubbish. So I just thought, Judith isn't watching it. I'm not going to bother.
No, I think you were probably right. But, I mean, I did watch it, but I just thought in the end, oh, it's just silly. This is getting silly and sort of tedious, really. But anyway,
I think sometimes writers back themselves into an impossible corner because people expect so much from them, and then there's a magic trick that just can't come off because there's been too many series and too many false leads and all this kind of thing, and in the
absolutely
end, the writer must have been cowering in his own corner going, what have I done?
You know, how do I get out of this?
Pluck this ridiculous rabbit out of the hat and see if they'll take that
a little bit, I think.
Okay, the thing we are most looking forward to, Judith. What are we girding our enjoyment loins for that starts this Sunday? What is it, Judith? What's
the
coming?
The Pursuit of Love, the wonderful Jessica Mitford book, and all the trailers look good, don't they, Jenny?
Oh, don't they? And it's got naughty, naughty Lily James in. It's got the sexy priest from Fleabag. It's got written by Emily Mortimer, who's a sort of actress and writer. I believe she's John Mortimer's daughter, isn't she?
I was wondering. I bet she is.
It looks
fabulous.
So.
I really think we're going to like that.
The costumes look so wonderful already. I'm getting very, very excited by
it. Me too.
Yes.
I might have a glass of wine and some kettle chips on.
Well, if it's a Sunday night, Judith, I shall also be having
a
drink.
You will too.
I so will. I have a large one. Film-wise, I would like to recommend, if you like gangster movies, which I do, The Drop. It's the last film James Gandolfini made with Tom Hardy. Now, I've heard people rave about Tom Hardy, and I've gone, Tom Hardy? And then I've got confused between him and Tom Hollander and him and Tom Hardy.
Yes, I was going to say, I don't think I can picture Tom Hardy.
No, look him up. And he's kind of one of those people that a bit of a shapeshifter. And he's been in Peaky Blinders, he's been in all sorts of things. He's an extraordinarily good actor.
Right.
And he is really quite brilliant in this film. And it's a gangster film, and if you don't like that kind of thing, and, you know, if you're a bit squeamish, there are a couple of moments where you will have to shut your eyes. But I do recommend it, although I didn't quite understand the ending. And if somebody would like to discuss that with me sensibly, I'd enjoy that, but not now. OK, books, Judith.
Well, I'm nearly at the end of the first Cazalet Chronicle, the First Light. And it, again, your recommendation, Jenny. Oh, my God, it's good. Oh, my God, I don't want it to end.
Well, it doesn't have to, because you can go on to the next Chronicle.
That's very true. But absolutely marvellous. I'm nearly at the end of it. And war, Second World War has just broken out. But I'm absolutely loving it. I would really recommend it too.
Brilliant. I'm so pleased. I have started a new psychological thriller, which I think is going to be a big read this summer. I mean, if everyone was going abroad, it would be very much a beach book, even though it's not set on a sort of in a beachy kind of situation. It's called Greenwich Park by Catherine Faulkner, which revolves around the very strange behaviour and backstories of three pregnant women. Basically, I'm waiting for the link that connects two of them who are sisters-in-law and knew each other at Cambridge with the third who is a reckless stranger. There's a reckless stranger in the midst of all of these very middle-class expectant mothers.
That's really interesting, isn't it?
Yes. So a couple of things I don't quite believe. I don't quite believe that one of the characters was in Cambridge because she doesn't seem to know anything. But apart from that, I think it's really hooked me in.
Very good.
That is a recommendation. I'm also going to plug Jeff's two art shows. And they need to be plugged because I can't be asked to leaflet, Judith. I mean, you know, I've just got beyond the stage of pounding the streets with leaflets and putting them through.
I'm impressed that you're doing it at all, Jenny.
I've done half a street. And we've run out of teenagers. I don't know any teenagers anymore. We're so old, Judith.
Yes, I know what you mean.
You know, our phone mates up and they go, well, she's 26. She's married with two kids. No, she doesn't want to do your leaflets.
Oh, God,
so there are locals with sort of, you know, over 16s and you know where I, you know me, get in touch and I'll borrow your teenagers because we can't be asked. But anyway, one's at Copeland Park next weekend. Supposed to show. I'll put all the plugs up on the Instagram and my Twitter, and then the next one at the end of the month is at Gallery 155A, which is in East Dulwich, and that's the Posh Prints. So posters at Copeland Park, Posh Prints at Gallery 155A.
And are you going to be in residence?
I will be at times, but not all the time, because they're sort of 3 or 4 day events, and I can't, Judith, I've got things to do.
Yeah, of course you have.
Now, what about emails? We've had some lovely emails this week, haven't we? We've had some cheering emails and some joining in emails and some emails about mugs. We've got an email from... we got one from Susan, who's 57 and 20%.
I know. I don't know why she did that. 57 and 20%.
I like it. It's novel.
I'm not sure that I understand it. I think that must have taken a bit of working out, but there you go. Yes, she sent us, because we talked, didn't we, a couple of weeks ago about the things that are an absolute no-no in terms of fancying a man, you know, insofar as we can remember that far back. And I said it was a bloke that liked the Goons was a complete turn-off, amongst other things. And Susan says, so amongst her worst features in a first dater, she might have been doing that, I don't know, lately, is being rude to the waiter, leg jiggling, that is annoying, yes, endless phlegmy throat clearing, I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Men with purses, I agree.
Well, I don't know, I think men need purses and handbags.
I like that.
Well, I just think that they just lose stuff all the time. That drives me fucking bonkers.
I know
as well.
What you mean. And it
just get yourself
around
a handbag.
Yes, and it jingles around in their pockets, doesn't it? Yeah. Which is annoying.
Bag up, lads. Bag up.
and this is definitely true. And anyone who claims to have a good sense of humour, when every aspect of their personality screams "not on your Nelly," as she puts it.
She also doesn't like polo shirts or hairy hands. There's quite a list there, Susan. We wish you all the luck, all the luck in the world with your dating future. We both enjoyed an email from Natasha Warburton, who sent us a clip of On the Piste.
Oh, that's funny, Judith. It is one of the funniest documentaries I have ever seen and has ever been made. And it was sort of the first funny documentary made by Mark Chapman, who I knew, actually. And it's about some skiers that go on one of those kind of package deals.
Yeah.
And they've obviously never skied in their lives. And so it's got this wonderful sort of warm commentary, but basically he mic'd them up when they were doing their skiing lessons, and I mean, they're hopeless. They're absolutely fucking hopeless.
They're absolutely... There are a couple of women that you think nobody can be worse than this, and then a bloke joins them. He's the worst thing on skis.
Is he called Kevin or Derek?
Yeah, something like that. And it's made in the 80s. And as we say, it's called On the Piece.
Oh, you've got to look at it. It's absolutely look it up.
Even if you just get a clip on the YouTube, it will... Yeah. We guarantee you will laugh. You will, because you know me, I'm a sneerer, and I'm very difficult to make laugh, because I'm especially with my no drinking depression at the moment. But fuck me, I laughed my head off.
Did they show the bit where I think Kevin's, they're all coming up on the ski lift.
Yes.
They don't know how to get
off. They can't get on and they can't get off.
But nobody
tells them either. It's the most dangerous thing in the world, and they're all piling up and they don't know how to let go. And it's suddenly you realise, well, of course not. This is really counterintuitive to anybody that's got, you know, an ounce of self-preservation. And
It's wonderful. Yeah, it's and then Kevin funny. Or Derek, sorry to go on about this, but it is so funny. And then you know, if you stop skiing, kind of, I've never done it, but obviously you can't brake, so you start sliding backwards. Yeah. So there's a pile up, and then Kevin or Derek keeps sliding backwards and falling out.
And there's no helping him. There's absolutely no. You just know as well that he will never, ever improve. Ever. He's just destined to
it's
be
a hopeless
the shit skier.
And then finally, we had an email from a physics teacher, because
you're in trouble. You're
up.
So bottom
I know,
of the class.
I am actually.
With Praksha. Praksha got in touch. She's 54 and 10 months old. She's a physics teacher in capital letters in a boys' school, no less. She says,
I was disappointed.
This is so brilliantly teachery.
Is it?
Because she's disappointed.
That word.
I was disappointed in us. By both your systematic dissing of my amazing subject. Oh, pretty sure if I'd been your teacher, you would have remembered me. I'm told I'm very difficult to forget. I'm taking that as a compliment. We like Praksha. However, I go up in her estimation. Impressed you recalled Weight and Fulcrum, Jenny and Judith. Yeah. Please do better.
Crushing! Crushing! Could not
absolutely
be worse.
Brilliant. Well done, Praksha. Well done. We might take up an A level. Maybe we'll just do it part time, do a sort of little course online.
We so will not.
But anyway, love to everybody. We have waffled on for long enough. Judith, what have you got planned for the rest of the day?
I'm going to go on my bike, and I think I might have a go at painting that sky.
You know, I'll amuse myself. I've got a Klimt jig sort of finish, for heaven's sake.
Well, I know you're going to go and watch Starstruck this afternoon. I've got a date with
date with the duvet this afternoon. Okay, everybody.
Good.
Lots and lots of love.
Loving
Take care.
Jenny.
And see you soon. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.